This practice is designed to work with emotions. You may have been meeting emotions such as anxiety, fear, anger, doubt, frustration, shame. Or maybe you've been feeling more peace, happiness, and contentment in your life. Whatever the case, our emotions arrive to communicate with us, and it takes certain skills to learn how to allow our emotions to arise, identify them, feel them in our bodies on a somatic level, and most importantly, learn how to listen to our emotions for their inherent wisdom. Before we begin our practice today, take a moment to assess if there's a particular emotion you've been feeling more of lately. Or maybe one you would like to feel more of. Or even one you would like to learn more about. If nothing comes to mind, you're welcome to go into the practice not knowing and allow for whatever emotion arises in the moment. Simply find a comfortable position, either seated or lying down, allowing the eyes to close. Start by welcoming yourself, knowing you are welcome. Welcome in all the senses. Sense of hearing, allowing the whole body to be an instrument of hearing. Seeing, even if your eyes are closed, still that sense of seeing. Any residual tastes or smells, and the touch of your body as it rests upon the surface that gives it support. Sense also the space around you, the sense of the room in which you sit or lie, and welcoming in every aspect of yourself, welcoming in with honesty and authenticity all that is worthy about you, and even those things that you may regard as shortcomings or limitations. You might like to take a moment now to set an intention to meet an emotion. Be with an emotion, or simply feel an emotion. Noticing the breath moving through the body, inhaling and exhaling, and calling forth your deepest desire, inviting it in with a word or image, allowing your imagination to bring it to life in this moment, feeling that your desire is met right here and now, and noticing where you feel this in your body. And taking a moment now to connect to your inner resource, a place of ease, comfort, strength, a place you feel safe. It may be helpful to invite in an image, to evoke an experience, allowing the details to unfold, the sounds that bring you a feeling of comfort, even smells or tastes that soothe the system. Allowing your attention to descend from the mind into the heart space of the chest. Feeling a subtle well-being, a stillness. Bringing attention to feeling the physical body, allowing sensations to arise as we bring attention to the feeling of the tongue resting in the mouth, welcoming what you come across without judging, simply welcoming sensations as we come to them. Sensations inside the mouth, the softness of it, your teeth, gums, the back of your throat, the inner top of your mouth, the root of your tongue, observing any sensations as a radiance, as an aliveness in your mouth. Warmness, moistness. Your lips, do they feel dry, moist? Feeling the sensitivity of your lips. Allowing your attention to come to your ears, feeling the outside edges of them. Shapes of them, the contours of your ears, the inner ears. Might you sense the ears as sensation? Allowing your attention to move, cheeks, nose. Noticing any smells and sensations they conjure up. Following the sensation up into your eyes, starting with your left eye, the eyeball, the eye socket, eyebrows, eyelashes, feeling the edges of your eyes. The whole area of the left eye. And sliding your attention over to the right eye, the eyeball, the eye socket, eyebrows, eyelashes, feeling the edges of your eyes. The whole area of the right eye. And then sensing both eyes at the same time. Moving your attention to your forehead, cheek, chin. Following the flow of sensation to your neck, scalp, and the whole head. Feeling the back of your head lying on the mat. Feeling the air around your forehead. following the sensation to your left shoulder, arms, elbows, hand, feeling into the left palm of your hand, the spaces between your fingers, the sensations in the tips of your fingers. Sensing the whole hand, forearm, elbow, shoulder, the whole left arm. Once again, shifting your attention across to the right shoulder, following the sensation into your right upper arm, elbow, hand, feeling into the palm of the right hand, the spaces between the fingers, the sensations in the tips of your fingers, sensing the whole hand, forearm, elbow, shoulder, the whole right arm. Just sensing both hands and arms at the same time. A felt sense of life flowing through you. A felt sense of being. Moving your attention to your torso. Feeling the upper back of your torso and chest, mid back and ribs, lower back and belly. The left and right hand side of the torso, the front and back of the torso. Might you sense your internal organs? A felt sense of life flowing through you. A felt sense of being. Again, once more, shifting your attention. Left hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, the soft sole of the foot and toes, sensing the whole left leg from toe to hip and hip to toe. Moving your attention to your right hip, thigh, knee, shin and calf, ankle, the soft sole of the right foot and toes, sensing the whole right leg from toe to hip and hip to toe. Feeling both legs together, sensations arising, and welcoming everything, feet and legs that carry us through the world and ground us in the earth. Feelings, sensations throughout your legs, your feet. Sensing your legs, torso, arms, face and head. Your entire body is a field of sensation. Pure sensation. Taking control of the breath, you might imagine inhaling through the soles of your feet, drawing your breath all the way up through the body to the crown of your head. And exhaling out through the crown of the head to either side of the body, like a fountain, all the way down to the soles of the feet. Continuing this pattern of breath at your own pace. Cool air flowing in and warm air flowing out, moving from the external to the internal and the internal to the external, following that natural flow. Sensing the body breathing itself. Receiving your breath, observing and following the sensations, a felt sense of breathing, of being. Allowing the breath now to return to its natural rhythm. Noticing everything that is arising, any thought, sound, and feel how this awareness that you are does not move. It simply observes, feeling that stillness. And you might like at this stage to return once again to your inner resource for a moment, welcoming the inner resource of your being and well-being. And knowing that this is something you can call on at any time, either during a meditation or at other times when you feel like you want some support. Taking a moment now to invite in an emotion. Perhaps one may arise spontaneously, or there may be an emotion that you wish to spend some time with. Feeling free to invite that emotion in now, using a memory or image to assist in the evoking of the emotion, if that's helpful. Once the emotion arrives in the mind, allow for a moment for it to descend into the body as sensation. Feeling where this emotion lands in the body. Simply feeling it for the moment. And coming back into the mind, imagine for a moment inviting this emotion in as a guest in your home. As you open the door, there stands this emotion in front of you. Taking a moment to notice what it looks like. Does it have shape, colour, form, or perhaps none of these? As you stand in front of this emotion, what does it feel like in the body? Is there a preference for this emotion or not? And does a story arise with this particular guest? Yeah. simply bringing your attention back to feeling in the body what it's like to be with an emotion. If sensation is present, notice the intensity of it. Feel where in the body you feel it. And it may be in more than one place. There may even be an absence of feeling in the body. And simply notice this. And when it feels right, you may conclude this particular visit. Imagine closing the door for now and bidding adieu to this guest. And if you wish, invite in an opposite of the emotion. There is no wrong answer. Whatever opposite occurs to you. Feeling free to invite an image or memory. If it helps to evoke this opposite emotion as it arises in the mind. Drop your attention in the body and feel where it arises in the body as sensation. Simply feeling it for the moment. And coming back into the mind, imagining for a moment inviting this opposite emotion in. As a guest in your home, as you open the door, there stands this opposite emotion in front of you. Taking a moment to notice what it looks like. Perhaps a shape, colour, form, or it may be none of these. As you stand in front of this opposite emotion, what does it feel like in the body? Simply be with it. Notice some sensation that arises, the intensity of them, as well as where they are in the body that you might feel them. It may be more than one place. And there may even be no sensation present. Simply recognize this. As you observe if there is a preference or not for this opposite emotion, you may also notice a story arising. Simply bring your attention back to feeling into the body what it's like to be present with this opposite emotion. When it feels like it's time to conclude this meeting, feel free to close the door for this opposite emotion for now. As you bring attention to whatever is arising in this moment, a thought, a story, an emotion, feel how you are aware of what is arising. as you open attention out to that feeling of stillness and vast openness in which all the contents of the mind and body arise out of. Feeling how this vast spaciousness allows for all emotions, all thoughts, all sensations in the body. Feel yourself as this expansiveness, awareness. Noticing what's arising in this moment. Sound, thought, dreams. As you bring attention back into the room around you for the presence of sounds, the feel of air on your skin, remembering back to your heartfelt desire, knowing that it is already here. You might recognize a sense of gratitude or sense of love as a gift to you. And remembering the intention you set at the beginning of practice and how you might like to weave this into your next practice. And an understanding that you always know the perfect response to each moment as you take this time to welcome your deepest knowing. Thanking yourself for taking this time to practice eye rest yoga nidra. This brings to a close this eye rest practice, focusing on emotions and feelings. Thanking you for joining with me this evening, and we'll see you all again next week.